CliffCentral.com.
If you want to improve the environment, the only surefire way to do that is raise everyone's standard of living. That's a
and how you can do that, marry Bezos, get the divorce, get the settlement, you can get rich.
Or invest in cryptocurrency, which brings us to Sean Saunders. Yes, exactly.
Quite right.
If you want to save the environment, make money off cryptocurrency. And here is the unbelievably good-looking Sean Saunders to help us figure this out this morning. First of all, Sean, what a week in crypto, dude. I mean, we crossed the million. We crossed the million rand mark for a Bitcoin, right?
We did. I mean, think back to 3 years ago when we first came on the show. We were talking about this as if it was something that was going to happen at some point in the future, and the future's arrived. Here we are.
Here we are.
It's super exciting. It's a very proud moment, you know, sort of as an early adopter. I mean, I got into the crypto space back when it was only really Bitcoin in 2015. And you know, we sit here with a million rand Bitcoin, and you know, I just think this is the start. I'm a Bitcoin bull. Of course, I'm going to say that. But, you know, we've had a lot of questions, especially over this last week, about, you know, what does this mean? We've had a million rand, a Bitcoin. Am I too late? What do we do now?
Yeah,
and it's the same advice that I gave all the way back then, right? And it's just the same stuff, unfortunately, which is to say, listen, this is still the start of something much bigger. The past returns mean absolutely nothing. Go look at, you were talking about Bezos right now. Go look at Amazon's stock and how quickly it's grown and how much it's grown over the last 10 years. Microsoft. Go through any of those, right? Sure. The returns are staggering, but it's the possibility of what these companies can do in the future, and in this case, what the likes of Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the rest can do, which really excites me. So, you know, I still say strap in and get ready for a ride.
So, Sean, it doesn't matter if you are only getting in now. Rather get in now than wait another week or 3 or a year, because I did hear somebody the other day who's, I mean, you know, some people have done really well with crypto and they've cashed out, and some people continue to make profits and then they take profits and so on. And you should be able to manage your money. But I mean, there are obviously service fees involved in many of these platforms when you convert from Bitcoin to Rand or whatever. Would you say, because this guy said to me, oh no, he's out, he'll buy back in when there's a big crash. But you don't know whether there's going to be a big crash or not, just like you don't know whether there's going to be a big upswing in the price of any of these cryptocurrencies. So it's never too late, right? You should get in now. Yesterday is too soon.
I mean, you can try time the market, right? I mean, a lot of people do that. We see that at Revix a lot. When you see a 10 or 20% pullback in the crypto space, which invariably will happen again. Like, this is definitely something that sits within the next 2 or 3 years, you will have a 10 to 20% pullback. And people do jump in. The question is, you know, we're sitting at roughly around $63,000 of Bitcoin right now.
Yeah.
Does that 20% pullback happen when it hits $100,000? Does it happen when it hits $90,000? Because then you're actually getting in at a worse price. So if you speak to, I guess, pretty much any institutional investor, any player that's in the hedge fund space, any endowment investor, they don't really care about the exact price right now, because their job is really to sort of average into the market. They would go to a broker or professional trader and they'd say, okay, let's execute maybe a percent of our position that we want to get into this every single day. So, you know, 1% a day over 100 days means that you average it in over a particular period of time. And then when you're looking at exiting that position in the future, you've got the average price over that particular period. So if it is increasing, as you know, the crypto market is doing, then you've got an average rather than just sort of trying to time the market right now. So that's my advice to most investors out there as well, is sort of get started. You don't need to rush out and buy you put your life savings into crypto, but then dollar cost average in, put a little bit of money in over time.
All right, so that sounds like it could be an interesting investment strategy. Again, we're not giving anyone financial advice, but we are saying to you that it's better to be in than to be sitting outside and wondering why everyone else is celebrating and having a party when you're not. Obviously, most people are motivated by FOMO. And if you hadn't bought in and you're looking at the prices now, you're thinking, damn it, I should have got in ages ago. What do you reckon the trajectory is going forward? I mean, this is pure speculation. But there are things that you've told us before. You told us last week, for example, that there are more and more institutional investment businesses and corporations and institutions that are getting into cryptocurrency. Is there any concern at all that this thing has a flaw which could disappear under us, that there's something that could happen that could really just ruin everything? I think a lot of people were referring to, there was this coin that came out, I think, just a little while ago, and it just tanked completely. So that does happen with some cryptocurrencies. Just explain to us the environment and what the potential risks are, but what the potential rewards are as well, overall.
Yeah, so we spoke about this last week, funny enough, with the likes of Dogecoin and Shiba Inu and all the rest. So there is the speculative market in crypto. No one's denying that. 80 to 90% of the space is just driven by pure speculation, just like the early days of sort of the dot-com bubble and all the rest.
I mean, just to be clear, I was referring to that Squid Game token, which has tanked out really badly.
Yes, I mean, the Squid Game token was insane, right? I mean, it went up 280,000% over the space of a couple of days, and it tanked 100% thereafter. And this was just a classic pump and dump scheme, as they called, where if a token's created, and there's thousands of these tokens out there. I mean, people don't realize, but there's 6,500 cryptocurrencies right now. Most of those, 99% of those, do absolutely nothing. Some of them have promising teams and they're looking to really do interesting things, but some of them do absolutely nothing. So if you look at, let's say, Shiba Inu as an example, or any of these other sort of pump and dump tokens that have occurred recently, all that really happens is you've got a social influencer of some kind that hypes this up, that then gets other social influencers on board. It just lands up pumping the price up. Remember that the crypto market's this pure, pure capitalistic market. There's pure supply and demand determining prices. And if there's nobody selling and loads of people buying, the prices just land up skyrocketing. And then you do get this FOMO effect where so many people enter into the space. And, you know, it's sort of that game where, well, if you're the last one in and the market tanks, you're the one sort of left with your pants down. And unfortunately, that's happened to a lot of investors. And that's why you'll see on the Revex platform, we'll never launch the likes of Shiba Inu, or we'll never launch the likes of Doge or any of these other sort of pump and dump tokens. Why? Because, you know, we feel that we have an obligation to people that are investing with us to only have reputable projects on the platform. Losing 20% of your investment is painful. Losing 100%, that's devastating. And for a lot of people, that, you know, that's a significant financial impact as well. So again, it's sort of the prudent advice that we've given all along, which is to say, do your homework. You know, if you want to gamble, then, you know, maybe put a small amount of money into a gambling cryptocurrency, but don't be putting money in that you're losing sleep over. That's always the barometer that we use. If you're losing sleep over a particular investment, you probably over-leverage to it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, there are these incredible stories. And again, this is where people... Sorry. I was saying that these incredible stories of where people have invested at some point and then everything's gone sky high. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Everything's gone sky high overnight. And those are the stories people tell. But that's again, that's anecdotal, right? You don't want to throw that in when the general view is also available to you, where you can actually track these things the way Revex does over time. So someone asked a very specific question here. When are you going to have Luna available on Revex? Is that something you're looking at?
Whoever that is that's asking that, I've been pushing hard to have that launched recently. It's a really interesting project. If you haven't checked them out, I'd go download the Luna Station and all the rest. The Terra Station, as it's called, and you can sort of play around with that DeFi protocol, which is really interesting. We unfortunately/fortunately have been working on our mobile app, so we're planning on launching that very soon.
Well, here's Hugo. He says, please ask Sean when their app is launching, so people are paying attention.
Yeah, I like that. Hopefully soon. We're in testing at the moment, so we're hoping to be able to launch that pretty soon. Just coming back though quickly to something that you mentioned previously, which is, you know, some of these investors have got into this market, they've made loads of money, and then they're the ones that go out and say, okay, listen, like, I made loads of money in crypto, you should get in now. Like, that's not really a good reason to get in. You need to get excited about the future potential of the space and understand where it could be going. And I mean, that starts with maybe a small investment. Having vested interest means that you'd end up doing a bit of reading and research about what's going on in this world. But some interesting insight here. We were looking at something for an article, really, which is a bit of research around which investors at Revex have performed the best since we've launched. And we've been around now for just over 3 years. The best investor from a return standpoint was our fourth investor ever that came in and put 80,000 Rand into our top 10 bundle. They never made a trade since then and actually sold out yesterday. But they landed up making from 80,000, they exited with 1.1 million Rand. How interesting is that? Now, what our top 10... And that's just the top 10 bundle, right? So they never made a trade. They never sold out until yesterday. And What's interesting about that is with the top 10 bundle, you're not betting on individual cryptocurrencies, mooning, and all the rest. I mean, that'll give you a little bit of exposure if the likes of something within the top 10 bundle has to significantly increase in value. Mm-hmm. But you're getting the sort of market increase over time. I mean, that top 10 bundle owns about 83% of the total cryptocurrency market. So you're actually investing in the crypto market in a sense. So that's been, you know, sort of something I looked at and I was like, hell, that's a lot of validation for our product.
That's amazing.
So, yeah.
Well, somebody here says they've just signed up. Ryan, he says, I've just signed up for Revix this week. Very exciting stuff. And I think we will leave it on that note, Sean. We've got lots to think about. And if you haven't even thought about it before now, then this may be a wake-up call. There are lots of new people listening to us this week. And I welcome you and Sean welcomes you and go and try it out. You know, put in $500 if you can squeeze that out of the wallet this month and see what happens to it. It may just be an interesting ride for you. You may just end up really being grateful for that one day. It's kind of like setting aside any money for savings, and in this case, for investment. But go and give it a try. So you can go and sign up for Revix. It's totally free. You have to just verify, as you always do in these platforms, that it is you and that it's your money, and then you can start moving money around. There are various bundles available, and you can buy absolute cryptocurrencies too, whatever you prefer. Thanks, Sean.
Great, guys. Thanks very much.
Good to see you, dude. Cheers. Bye-bye. There's Sean Saunders and Revix.com. R-E-V-I-X. Go and check them out today. CliffCentral.com.